reading the news this morning, England has gone one up in the Ashes Test series at Trent Bridge. Australia lost the first test by just 14 runs. The home side sealed the win with a not-out ruling against Brad Haddin, was overturned on referral. James Anderson picked up 5 wickets for England, giving him 10 for the match. Labor and the Coalition are level pegging in the latest Fairfax Nielsen poll. The two-party preferred vote is tied at 50%. Kevin Rudd leads Tony Abbott as preferred Prime Minister, 55% to 41. Offshore processing will be high on the agenda when the Prime Minister meets his PNG counterpart Peter O'Neill today. Mr Rudd is in Papua New Guinea for a 2-day visit. Immigration Minister Tony Burke will also attend the talks to discuss the progress on building the Manus Island Detention Centre. An Australian woman has been gravely hurt after being gored during the final day of the Pamplona Bull Running Festival in Spain. The 23-year-old has several broken ribs and damage to her right lung and has undergone surgery. 4 other people were also injured. They're recovering at hospital as well. And new figures from the National Heart Foundation show a significant drop in the number of Australians dying from heart attacks. More than 14,000 Australians died from heart attacks back in 2001. 10 years later, that figure had dropped to fewer than 10,000.